It's Chick on Stories we're following for you today. On Robinhood Radio, Pat Pagano's forecast calls for variable clouds, a late shower or thunderstorm, 75 to 80. We'll get the full details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few minutes. Stories that we're following for you. In Norfolk, a 21-year-old Torrington motorcyclist died Sunday afternoon after failing to negotiate a curve along Route 44. State police said Nicholas Ponzi of Torrington was eastbound along Route 44 at 4:10 in the afternoon, where for unknown reasons he failed to negotiate a right-hand curve just south of Route 272. The motorcycle owned by Bethel Automotive Services in Bethel continued straight off the roadway, striking a stone wall. He was treated by first responders from Norfolk Ambulance and taken to Winsted Health Center with serious injuries, where he passed away. New York lawmakers delivered swift responses on Friday to a pair of Supreme Court decisions rendered last week, enacting new restrictions on carrying guns in public and proposing an amendment to the state constitution to protect abortion rights. The Democratic-led legislature gathered for the second day of a special session called by the governor, passing a bill that outlaws guns in a long list of sensitive locations, from bars and subways to government buildings and Times Square, and sets other new rules such as required firearms training. The measure was drafted in answer to a June 23rd court decision that dismantled New York's century-old limitation on who may carry concealed handguns outside of their homes. Lawmakers also passed a proposed constitutional amendment to protect abortion rights by expanding protections against discrimination. The proposal, which would put the voters put again by the legislature, was added to the agenda for the special session in the wake of the June 24th court decision overturning the national right to abortion by the 1973 Roe v. Wade ruling. In Lee, Massachusetts, the leading opponent of the planned PCB disposal site in town wants the Lee Board of Health to intervene in the matter. The board doubts it holds the power to do so. The Housatonic River Initiative has formally asked the three-person panel to hold a public hearing and eventually a vote on whether to seek to block the upland disposal facility from being built in a former quarry just south of Wood Ponds. The health department has yet to decide if it will hold the hearing, but it's indicated it may lack the power to prevent the landfill from being part of the rest of the river cleanup, as spelled out by the Federal Environmental Protection Agency. Health Board Chair has advised that it may be unable to intervene. Some meetings going on in our area today. A Housing Plan Steering Committee meeting in Sharon at 5:05. The American Rescue Plan Act comes up tomorrow at 6:30. In Salisbury tonight, Family Fun Night at the Grove at 4:30. In Cornwall tonight at 7 o'clock, Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting via Zoom, Board of Selectmen meeting via Zoom. In Kent coming up today, the Kent Center School Board of Education Community Relations Committee meeting at 5, and the Architectural Review Board regular meeting at 5:30. In the village of Millerton, they'll have a reorganizational meeting that comes up at 6 p.m. tonight. In Hillsdale, Climate Carnival Clothing Drive happens through the 16th. The Climate Smart Task Force sponsoring that clothing drive, being unworn or gently used Climate Carnival pop-up free store drop-off at Hillsdale's Firehouse at Route 22. The door will be open 24/7. Also, a zoning board meeting comes up tonight at 8:30. A talk on trains, the second talk for the season at the Falls Village Canaan Historical Society, first Tuesday at 7 talk series. Legendary trainman Peter McClain's photo collection with Rick Silva and Dave Jacobs. That'll happen tonight at 7 p.m. at the South Canaan Meeting House in Falls Village. The Ancrum Town Pool will be open beginning today through August 31st, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 1 to 6 p.m., Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday from 10 till 6, swimming lessons Monday and Wednesday, and Friday from 9 till 1. July 5th and 6th from 9 till 1 p.m., there will be swimming lesson testing. To sign up for testing and lessons, speak to a lifeguard. Lessons will begin on the 11th. Town of Amenia Town Board has their workshop agenda coming up on Thursday at 7 p.m. Town of Ancrum Planning Board meeting on July 7th via Zoom. And the music series continue in our area. The Sharon concert series continues tomorrow with the Richie Scarlett Band from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Lions Pavilion at Veterans Field. Coming up on July 7th, the Sunset Music Series at the Canaan VFW, our Beanie Blues, Rain or Shine from 6 until 9 p.m. Great Barrington Summer Concert Series at the Gazebo behind the Town Hall on Main Street continues. The Wanda Houston Band will take center stage Friday, July 8th from 5:30 to 7:15. The Sandersfield Arts Center presents a mini ukulele Fest on Saturday, July 9th. The free event begins at 4 p.m. with a performance featuring singer-songwriter Bernice Lewis and members of the Berkshire Ukulele Band. More details at sandersfieldartscenter.org. And the Northeast Millerton Library's 2022 Twilight at the Pond concert series at Rudd Pond continues throughout the month of August. Among the featured concerts, the library will present Northwest Passage. That comes up this Saturday at 6:30. Roger and Lenny and 10 Mile on July 23rd at 6:30, the Mia Brazilian Jazz Ensemble on Saturday, August 13th at 6. For more information, nemillertonlibrary.org. The Sharon Volunteer Ambulance Squad will hold its monthly pancake breakfast that on July 10th from 7 to 10:30 upstairs and sitting down at the firehouse. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where you'll find a tapas menu, also dinner specials nightly. Interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 31,097.26, the NASDAQ at 11,127.85, and the S&P 500 at 3825.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.